everbeyond.info. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond, 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 beyond.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Well, there you go. That's Buffalo Springfield. Hello, everybody. I'm here. This is Wolf Spirit Radio, everbeyondradio.com. It just gets bigger every week. I've got loads of websites on it now. We are going to be talking tonight about that sound, or those sounds. It seems that everybody's hearing lots of different things, all sorts of different sounds in, out of their heads, around their heads, different frequencies, different tones, different harmonics. I'm inviting you all to call in on this magic number, this one. Call in now on...
Welcome to Ever Beyond.
Yeah, shut up. Anyway, so, you're not muted, Colleen. So, tonight my guest, my first guest, hopefully I'll have, I'd like to hear a spectrum of everybody, because this is something that we all seem to be experiencing and nobody speaks about. It's like one of these, oh yeah, don't you get that kind of thing? Oh, no. Or... maybe there's a sense that, you know, I hear this and, well, that's what I hear, but nobody else hears that, and, you know, probably, or something like that. My personal experience is that I experience a very high-pitched whistling sound. In fact, I hear several, and sometimes I also hear them in my ears. Sometimes they're inside the dome of my head, sometimes they're at the back, sometimes they're at the front, sometimes they're at the top, sometimes on the right, sometimes on the left, sometimes in the middle. Different tones, different frequencies, different frequencies. I haven't quite figured out what they are yet. There are some theories, and I want to discuss some of those theories tonight. But not only that, as well, if it were not for that, it would be something else. The other thing is that low frequency sounds exist also. Low frequency sounds that you can't hear but you can feel, perhaps. We're also going to be talking about gravity and whether we can hear or perceive gravity in any form whatsoever. And perhaps this is the missing force to which scientists have been searching for all this time, as the key to the paranormal. Welcome to Ever Beyond. Beyond. Colleen, Kelly, Bright Eyes, 917.
Hello, thank you.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great.
So we were kind of idly talking. We were commenting on Tracy's film earlier, or the film she just put a posting on Facebook. And it started this conversation. So, what's the deal? Where are you coming from in all this? You've heard my side of it.
Well, I've always got this high-pitched I don't know. I don't call it a whistle. It to me, it sounds like a million crickets chirping. But then I also have a low tone, like the electrical wires in the wintertime, how they hum. And then sometimes there's this extremely high pitch that feels like it's piercing my head. It goes through one eardrum just straight in. I'm like, what the heck is that? And I have no clue what they mean or what they're from or any of that. It's just really weird. And well, people have said, like, tinnitus. And it could be, I don't know, but it's just really strange. And I've had it for years and years. Matter of fact, I can't remember not.
That's pretty much sums it up. The very interesting, the one that you said that sounds like a million crickets.
Mm-hmm.
When I speak to Shari Edwards, okay, so let's talk about some of the sources that I draw from. Okay. Shari Edwards is a person that I met personally in 1995. I was, you know, just astounded I've been a fan ever since, let's put it that way. And she's since become a friend, so that was awesome. But essentially, she says that the sound that sounds like a thousand crickets
mm-hmm.
is the sound that they call the otoacoustic emission.
Okay, please do explain.
Otoacoustic, it's the sound that your ears make. That's what otoacoustic means.
Okay.
All right. And essentially, it's the sound that is your carrier wave. It's like, you know, okay, radio. Do you know about radio? You do a little bit because you're a telecommunications person, aren't you?
Right.
So you know about a carrier wave. All right, let's explain it for everybody.
Okay.
When you tune into a radio station, what it's doing, what you're doing is tuning your personal radio set to a frequency. That frequency is the same frequency that the transmitter is oscillating at. And because of that resonance, then anything that comes along that frequency influences the one that you're making. So you've got this, you're humming at 27, something else hums at 27, and then if somebody else is humming at and then adding another signal on top of that, like going, you know, then that's a pulse that gets sent along and gets transmitted. And then what a radio does is to decode that back into speech or music. And that's how radio works. There you go. You learn something new every week. But essentially, if you're on a frequency and you're on, you know, you're connected, that's a quantum entanglement that you've got with that other thing. So what they're saying is that frequency, if you tune into that, you start encoding what is coming in on that frequency, because that's the frequency that your soul has hooked into your body with.
Okay.
So when your body, it's like that's your soul receiver, you know, soul radio receiver.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say your soul, right, was talking all the time, and it was like All Spirit Radio, and you had to go to a website and click the play button. Right, the equivalent of going to the website and clicking the play button is to listen to that sound, that very high frequency pulsating one.
I do that sometimes, just try to, like, meld with it?
Yeah.
And the same with that low one. It's like, I think one is more grounding, and one is more, kind of makes me feel like I'm lifting off, if that makes sense. Hello?
Yeah, sorry. a YouTube page just opened up, and I had to click it before it started bursting into sound. it's amazing what happens in behind the scenes here on Internet Radio. Okay, so where are we? We're listening to the sound now. So Shari was saying that that's the Otto Acoustic Emission, and it's ultrasonic. It's beyond the audible, but we can hear it in our heads as a resonance.
Mm-hmm.
So there's other sounds as well. I get this stuff all the time. Like, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but like one of my ears goes silent and the other one goes.
Yep. Get that too.
And then there's the there's the one that isn't in the ear that is like just the kind of maybe above the ear or beside the ear or behind, right in the back. And then there's one that appears to come from the neck, the joint in the neck. But I think that's me just getting arthritis.
Snap, crackle, pop.
That's right. Oh yeah, too right. Too right. Snap, crackle, pop. Tell us what your if you were to break that down, if you were to listen to that sound, the cricket one. What is the experiences of that? If you've done it, what happens when you just sit and listen to it?
Well, one, it gets louder. And I feel like, well, as I said just a few minutes ago, it's almost, if I listen to it and not try to absorb, but kind of become that frequency, sort of, I feel lighter. I feel like almost like my spirit is lifting up out of my body.
So is it an unpleasant feeling or is it a pleasant feeling that you're letting go of?
Well, it's not unpleasant because I kind of like that whole lightness. You know, I'm not afraid of leaving. I've not ever had the fear that, okay, I'm going to like leave my body and never come back or anything. I know that that's a big worry of some. But I've never found that unpleasant. To me, it's the same as when I used to meditate for hours every day. You know, it's almost like a mini vacation, sort of.
So that's an interesting thing. So you used to meditate for hours, and now all you need to do is tune into the sound in your head. That's pretty good.
Well, it's not that I do that often, but certainly not often enough.
It might be something that you could have in your toolbox, thinking, well, I'm really stressed out, I need to meditate, but I can't. Oh, yes, I can. Kind of thing.
Yeah, because it's there all the time. I mean, you know, I can make it go away for a very brief second. You know, if I open my mouth idly and do a real low tone, but then it's right back within a few seconds of that. So this is with me always.
So that's really good, isn't it? If that's your soul note, singing away
if
for you all the time.
That's what it is, yeah.
And I just want to say, if anybody's listening and they have experiences like this, I want you to call in. I want us to pool our experiences, because I used to think I was a nutter, but now I don't seem to think I'm so disconnected after all. Oh, Dolly's having a storm. So yes, Tracy, Michelle, Colin, Vincent. Yeah, call in. Let me try and just put the old number on.
Okay.
Call in now on Skype, wolfspirit.switchboard1. or on the telephone is 1-702-879-4770. That's 702-879-4770. This is Wolf Spirit Radio. Yeah, so call in. We're talking about that weird sound in your head. Now, higher frequencies, yeah, they're all the rage. Everybody's talking about raising your frequency. But there's this other frequency. Now, I want to sort of bring in, this is something that Wolf Baby talks about. She's her daughter's birthday tomorrow, so she's not able to join us. So, she was a little stressed. But anyway, she talks about the hum. The hum. And with the hum, it's not just a so it's not just the sound, like you say, the sound of the mains, which in Britain is a G, and I think in America is a G sharp, which is a 50 cycles a second. Actually, let's see if I can bring up my frequency generator, and then we can discuss frequencies. But there's this other sound, and what I've experienced it is as a kind of, it's like a distant generator, but it's a throbbing, and it's a random throbbing. So it's like a, kind of thing. Do you ever get that, Colleen?
Oh, yeah. Then I'm like, well, I don't know if I can say that out loud, but it's like, what the heck?
Thank you for your
know if I'm in the middle of some sort of wave thingy, but it feels like my whole body is vibrating. And I just am like, what the hell is that?
But what's interesting is you think, wow, it sounds like there's a diesel motor running somewhere. I'll step outside.
Mm-hmm.
And you go outside and you hear nothing. Nothing. It's silent.
Nothing. Yep.
So what came up in this chat earlier was that it seems to be intensified by being inside a building. Now, it may be something to do with the ring main that we're surrounded by. But another possibility is that the building that we're made, that we're in, mine is a stone cottage, so it's very resonant that way. But the building that we're in acts as a gravitational lens for the gravity wave that is the sound that we're hearing. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I don't know. This house that I am in is surrounded by radio towers, cell phone radio towers. I mean, in all directions. I can look out and see all the little lights blinking from them. So I've often wondered if that has anything to do with the different things that I hear and feel sometimes.
Well, how far away are they? When you say surrounded, how far away?
I would say no more than a mile.
Okay, so fair enough distance.
Well, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm like right under them or anything, but I can look out my windows and see them, and they appear quite close.
Well, in the radio world, the energy dies off very quickly. But perhaps in the gravitational world, the energy builds up as it goes further away. I'm not entirely sure, but there's probably something going on. It's what they call scalar. You heard of scalar energy, haven't you?
I've heard of scalar weapons.
Yeah, so scalar weapons are the opposite of electromagnetic. They're magnetoelectric. So there's a more magnetic component to it. It's more like gravitational and rather than, anyway. Does that mean the word? All right, so let's know. So we're going to bring in Tracy here because we're going to talk more about sounds and frequencies, and she started it all. Hello, Trace. How are you doing, love?
Good. How are you doing? Hi, Colleen.
Hi, Tracy.
So, sounds. Sounds in the head, sounds in the heart, sounds in the ears, sounds in the skull.
All the time.
Tell us, what are your, what do you get?
Well, personally, I've been experienced this for, since about 2007. First time I heard it, that I noticed it, was before my first MS attack. And I've been mentioning it. It's one of the reasons I didn't want to call in today, because I've been talking about this a lot. I get a sound, and it affects me more if I'm outside. I can hear it when I'm inside, but outside is more. And sometimes it makes me nauseous. Sometimes it makes me physically weak or disorientated. And there's another one that is like a throbbing sound, pulsating. That makes me feel stronger. I can't hear that sound if the other ones are working. One's a lower frequency. That's, for me, the good sound. The higher ones, and I think I'm just sensitive to it. And, you know, most of this thing they call an illness has to do with basically the electrical system of our body. So it makes 100% sense that there's something out there that's affecting me. And Saturday, it did again. And then this, I went for a walk yesterday. I was okay. Actually got up today and I was okay. And then a couple hours later, I'm really weak. It doesn't take me as long to recover, but it still just wipes me out, and it's like it's a exhaustion ray or something. The only way I can describe it, that's what it does.
It's like something pulls the plug out of you.
Yeah. It's like something just drains my battery. And then body functions just start slowly switching off. I lose coordination, get exhausted, I have problems breathing, like I'm having today. And it's just like they go through my body systems and just start shutting them off. It takes me another 24 hours to reboot everything again. Sometimes it lasts a whole day where I'm good. Sometimes 2 days, sometimes three.
So there's no regularity to it, though. So
I'm sorry, JP.
There's no apparent cyclicity to it yet.
Not when it happens. I hear it low pitched almost all the time. Not low pitched, but quietly. It's a high pitched hum, and there's three or four of them going on at the same time that I can hear. And you know how sensitive I am to sound, because you know I bug you all the time. There's an echo. You know, I always hear stuff, but sometimes I can fight it, and then if I feel weak at all, I just can't. And then it starts shutting me off. We've been talking about the electromagnetic smog we have out there. Everyone's Wi-Fi and, you know, their cell phones and microwaves and any number of those things, plus the pulses we're getting with all the holes in the ozone layer being thin. A lot of external sounds are coming in. Places that don't have ozone holes over them, the sounds are being trapped, so they're amplifying, and the world's pitch is actually tripled in the last 40 years because of all of this Wi-Fi, internet, all that kind of stuff, which we love, of course. But
one of the troubles with
more people are affected by it.
One of the troubles with Wi-Fi, somebody's typing. One of the troubles with Wi-Fi is that it's in square pulses, and square pulses contain a lot of higher frequencies. It's like the difference between the sound of a flute and the sound of a electric guitar. One is much more pure, and if they were working on these pure frequencies, it would be fine, but they're actually working on broken, sharp frequencies. It's like having a stream of broken glass.
Exactly. Exactly.
So there's some great stuff going on in the chat room here. Are you packing, Colleen?
Stop crunching.
She's put her headset down, so you can't hear it.
No. I thought I was muted.
You know, sound drives me nuts. See? Like,
there we go.
It drives me insane. Mm. So I pick up things like that. And, you know, everyone in my family, musicians, except for myself. And I'm at least very used to hearing and listening for all kinds of sounds. So I guess I'm just sensitive to it. Mm.
So let's have a look. So here's Trixie saying, Dolly Gang, do you get that hum in other buildings than your home? Well, it's actually more Wolf Baby gets to hears the hum more. I'm not so focused on it. She went to a Cure concert in the 80s and blew her eardrums out, and so doesn't hear very much in the higher frequencies. So she's more focused down on low frequencies. And essentially she's hearing it in her house, which is a tower block, small tower block, and she's hearing it in my cottage, which is a stone 18-inch thick walls. So it goes in. It doesn't seem to be blocked by stone or metal. Seems to be enhanced, amplified somehow. So that's one. I get a sudden change in pressure, then silence, then the sound in the ear, and then switches ears from time to time. Yeah, I get that one as well. And that's, of course, being at the same air pressure. But it may be a product of the air pressure changing in the local atmosphere. Might just be that. So JP, is that out of frequency? How does that work with usually only hearing it one ear at a time? No, it's when it's the one that you hear that is right in the middle of your head. You know, when you're doing these meditations, you focus on the brow, you know, point of your brow, or see if you can hear. Try first of all listening with your left ear, then listen with your right ear, and then try and listen in the middle. That's quite interesting.
Can I say something, Jay?
You can say what?
Usually if you're hearing a sound in the middle of the head, it's because there's two separate sounds that are going on that are resonating. That's that by neural beats. That's why you get a single sound, because your ears that, you know, work like an amplifier. They're actually using this as a new microphone, my son was telling me. But it sends a sound in and it kind of translates. Then you get a new sound, and some people like me can hear all three sounds, and it drives me freaking nuts. One in one ear, one in another one, and then they go on and off, and then if I calm down, then I can just hear the one in the middle. That's how those kind of beats, binaural beats, work.
So that's bringing yourself into alignment with these frequencies.
Instead of fighting them, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I used to get driven mad by it, and then somebody said, why don't you just listen to it? And I thought, oh, that's a good idea. So when I do get driven mad by it, it's like, oh, maybe it's time to sit and listen. Tune in to the cosmic radio station that is always going on in your head, 24/7, 365. The sound of your mind. So, ocean waves colliding with the sea floor are said to cause a hum. Really? Your brain working as an equalizer. Yes, the thing about where you have two frequencies, they create a third. That's called a heterodyne. Actually, they create four. They create the sum of the frequencies and the difference of the frequencies. So there's four frequencies that get created. And you can use that to create a hologram. A sonic hologram by taking away certain frequencies. Long story. Bloody blah blah. So, Tracy, do you hear the low frequency one? Or feel it, or affected by it?
I feel that. Feel that in my bones. It's an actual physical sensation.
Yeah, it's a bit like. To me, it's kind of like a distant diesel engine, like you're sitting on a ship and the motor's running decks below because it's made of metal. It just, you can hear it all the way through.
Hear it, feel it, yeah.
Now, why doesn't Sam Squatch call in? Anyway, so, oh my God, Tracy, I totally get all three sounds. Don't know how that's supposed to be relaxing.
Yeah, I'm not buying it. Now, sometimes the one sound that seems higher in the inside of my head, that's the one that when I hear that one, I know it's time to turn around and come home. Because I think what I'm doing now is I can block out or filter some of the sounds so they're not painful to me. I don't think I'm blocking them so much as I found a way to deal with them. But when I get even a little bit tired, that sound physically makes me feel nauseous and dizzy, disorientated. You know, I start walking funny. And I know as soon as I hear that, time to turn around, go home. I'm getting tired.
That's the homing frequency, as it were. So, in a way, what you're doing is you're working with them, and in a way, they're giving their indicators to you that, you know, this is saying you're tired enough to hear me, and that means that you're tired enough to go home, kind of thing. Is that right?
Well, yes. Yes, Jay. I hadn't looked at it that way, but yes, that's exactly what it's doing. I know to turn around. I hear that sound. Time to go home.
So, there you go. Not so terrible after all.
Yes, and, you know, it's that I don't immediately listen to it, that I pay for.
Yeah, so, yeah, and it's like... Yeah, it's like, time to go home. No, I want to stay here.
Oh, sorry, Daddy. Yeah, that's basically it. I don't want to go to bed. Yeah, turn into a five-year-old. Stab at my feet. Yeah, so I'm working with it. But yeah, definitely hearing the sounds. And, you know, we've talked for the last couple of years, all of us, but the weird humming sounds that people are hearing, you know, Windsor, Ontario is huge for that. They're happening all over the world. Sometimes they're deep. Sometimes they're buzzing. Sometimes it's like a rumble. Some people say they feel it. Other people say they're hearing it. And all the stories that we've talked to you guys about are just like this. So now it's widespread and there's constant noises going on. And I think it's really interesting that more and more people are talking about it. It was one of the reasons I put that post up, because the signal really struck something in me, because
struck a note, didn't it?
Receiving the signal.
It struck a note, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Anyway, ding, bing. Hang on.
Ding. That's the sound. Yes. Yep.
I love this thing.
Just got the goosebumps.
That's the best note in it.
What note is that?
That's an E. So that resonates with the chest and the heart.
E above. Okay. Wow. Yeah, that's it. That's my warning buzzer. You know, it's funny because my mom used to ring a bell for me to come home, you know, when kids used to like play outside all day. And she had a bell that she would ring and ring for me to come home. And
What's your family name? Pavlov or something?
Might as well be. It's just I was usually far instead of her standing out there and screaming. And, you know, I wasn't wearing a watch and stuff. I'd just be out until it got dark. Or I got hungry or the bugs started biting me. I lived in the country, so we were out playing. So I could hear that.
So, Colleen, were you trained to a bell?
No. We never wandered far away. They just yell, "All right, kids, get in the house. It's time to eat." Okay.
No, I was like in caves and exploring old houses. Oh, yeah, I was. You needed the bell for me. You needed an alarm.
Oh. Well, we were in the cornfields and stuff like that, but.
So there's another one. Another thing is who hears music? Sam Squatch is there. Anyone else hear music when a fan is going? I've got several. I've got all these things in the house. Especially, I have a stove and I got a whistling kettle, and you often hear it in the shows because it's kind of bubbling away in the background, and it's just like it's not quite whistling. It's here. And sometimes I totally freak myself out when I hear this, like, it's a very low, soft sound. Like, what is that? It's like, who's that? Who's there? You know, because here I am in the middle of nowhere. Anyway.
Well, I have a cat, and when the cat's water dish is empty, she puts her paws in it and makes the bowl ring. And that's when I'm like, what the hell is that? And then I'm like, oh yeah, gotta go feel the cat's dish.
That's funny. So, the hum. We talk about the hum. We talk about the whistles. And the thing is, like, we're not taught this in school. We're kind of taught, well, if you hear a whistle in your ears, you're kind of abnormal. You've got tinnitus. Oh, it's just tinnitus. Well, tinnitus, which translated means you hear tinny sounds. Is something wrong with your tin? Yeah, what's a tin? Tintinabulation. Tintinabulation. I don't know. Anyway, but basically, you're hearing... Now, if I were to sit here and just listen quietly, I can hear very distinctly. I hear a... That's the sound that's in my right ear. And then there, just above that, there's a... But that's several octaves above that. Yeah, and that's... And then there's more stuff over on the left side, but... Like, those are dominant at the moment. And I think they change dominance, like your nostrils change every few minutes as well. You know that?
Yeah, I hear a bunch of them as well. Not constantly. Well, mostly I can tune them out. But again, if I start getting tired, I start hearing everything. And when I go outside... in the morning, because I like doing that before the sun goes up, because now there's another sound then, but it's deeper and it's harmonics. There's a couple of them, but I like it. That's another nice sound, and I only hear it first thing in the morning. Did you see that movie? Was it Field of Angels or
Field of Dreams?
Something about Los Angeles or something. That the angels came and they were talking to people, and one fell in love and decided to fall. Do you know what I'm talking about? The one with Nicolas Cage.
City of Angels?
Yes, that's the one. That's the one where all the angels stood silently in the morning, and they said, in the morning as the sun just goes up, they can still hear the sound of heaven. That's what I hear. You hear the angels singing in the morning. I don't even believe that, but if you listen quietly, even the birds get silent for that minute. And then the sun comes up, and it's like everything joins the chorus. It's really nice. It's my favorite time of day. And that's the earth. And I feel that one, too.
That's very interesting. It's the heavenly choir as the sun comes up. You know, it's like you hear it. You see it a lot in movies.
Yes. You know, yes, the earth and the meeting heaven. That's what it feels like, the meeting of the earth and the heaven energy together. Field of Angels. Yeah, it's nice. I like that.
All right.
Different time of day. Love it.
Okay, let's do an exercise, everybody. I have... this is something that Shari Edwards gave us. And I want you to... It's very simple. And... it's a bit strange, but so what you do, you take your fingertips, your index fingertips, and you place them behind your earlobes, and then obviously if you're wearing headphones this might be a bit strange for a minute.
Sorry.
But you place your fingers behind your earlobes and then fold them over so that they cover your ears. Right, don't do it yet. Okay. And then the next thing you make a what's called a falling tone. So you go, woo, you know, take as many breaths as you need to drop all the way. But basically, at the same time you do that, you hold your back teeth together, because there's going to come a frequency when your teeth will vibrate. And if you can hold that frequency, that's your note. So, I'll say it again. You put your index fingers behind your ears, behind your earlobes, fold the earlobes over so you cover your ears, you cover your hearing with your earlobes, and then... going to do it again. I'm going to find out what mine is, actually. Yeah, mine's about... That's nice. Anyway, so... Colleen, Tracy, did you do any of that?
I did do that.
Shit.
You heard it, didn't you?
Yes. Yep, we heard that.
I did it.
Mm-hmm. So, you found the note?
Found the note.
Mm-hmm. And can you reproduce that note right now? Colleen, could you mute your mic for a second? Thank you. Joyce, give us a go.
Okay.
Okay. We'll have that measured. Or you'll be able to take it off the archive and measure it. I'll
Back to me with her. I didn't have a chance to check my hands up.
There we go. It's a
Is it?
E flat.
E flat or D? That's what I was guessing. So there you go.
E flat. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, music in E-flat will be beneficial to you. And normally the key, in classical music, they put the key, you know, so here's E-flat minor and all that sort of stuff. Actually tell you what the thing is.
I'll have to go look, too, and play some for myself, see what that does.
Don't say that she hasn't got back teeth. Well, whatever teeth you've got that can clench... Oh, sweetheart. But, yeah, you'll feel it in your bones, you know. You'll feel it in your body somewhere. That's funny. So, yeah, that's your frequency. Now...
What did you get?
I don't know what it is now. It wasn't that. It wasn't the same note as yours. Hang on, I've got to do it again. I heard it before. Hang on. Here, live on radio. This is what I'm doing. Yeah, that it's that's around a kind of 800, I think. Oh, there's an F.
F, yep.
So, that's quite nice. The dreaded F. That's when I teach guitar, that's the chord where people give up. Because yes. It's the first bar chord and you normally give up. So it's the dreaded F. So, yeah, Hiro's coming in. Stop complaining about that. He's still preparing his Beyonce renditions to be transmitted by scalar waves through harp.
Stop it.
Okay. Good. Oh, wow.
What are we supposed to do with that?
Well.
So we find a note and we play music, that music to ourselves?
Yeah, the best thing is actually if you sang that note to yourself. But you may find that that's the same note, but several octaves down, of the sounds that you're hearing in your head.
That I like?
Yeah.
Or that I don't like?
The sound should make you yawn or relax in some way.
Okay, I'll check that out.
You'll feel, it'll be like, it's the opposite of everything else, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, I do. I do. And it was funny when she was doing my music chart thing, she said that a lot of my tones hover around D sharp, so, you know, E flat.
D sharp is E flat, yeah. So, yeah, that's
quite, God damn me. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so, you know, I
for the people,
she was saying
for the
that's
people.
Where I talk, too. Mostly.
Yeah, the metal on metal sound is the square wave.
The annoying one.
Yeah. So, Colleen, did we lose you?
No, I'm still here.
So, did you get yourself a note?
Yes. It's kind of a... That's the low. I didn't get to that.
That's about a D as well. Now, what we found is that in what was that, 80% of cases that Shari Edwards measured, the frequency was related to the sun sign, either as a conjunction or an opposition.
What do you mean?
So, if say your frequency was the frequency of Aries is C, right? And some people would have a C, you know, say they had an Aries frequency, and then presumably you'd be just a little flat of C, according to where you are. Yeah. What was your birthday, April of something, or are you at the end of March?
No, April 8th, I'm an Aries.
April 8th, that's right. So, that's pretty much, because it's the fifth, what is it, no, it's the fifth of the month. Around that time is kind of very much close to the standardness of the note, the middle of the note, the actual kind of tuning of the note. Because you're talking about halfway through the month cycle, the frequency cycle, the note cycle. But it's never exact, but it's a subtle business, this whole, you know, tempered scales, and I'm sure Norm can talk about tempered scales and things.
Well, we've been talking about the sounds out there and feeling an increase in frequency, so it makes sense that my note would change from C to E flat. That would make sense, because you're almost feeling that.
And the, so where are you? E-flat would be... what's your rising sign?
Aries.
You're a double Aries?
Yeah.
Well, we are taking a very rough straw poll at the moment, and I'm sure that... There may be other things, but that's what you do is, if you find that frequency, that's the frequency that you need the most at this moment. It's not necessarily a complete definition of who you are and what your current note is, but that's the note that your body says, ah, you know, that's how you recognize that note is the note that you need, is your body will go, and maybe everybody else has just gone too, because that's there's quite a lot of notes in that. There's a lot in the some of them hit the spot. So, where'd everybody go? Colleen, you still there?
I'm here. I'm just trying to stay muted. Well, not.
I've heard that's hard.
For me, yes.
Except when you're in air.
Yeah, well,
you know,
I figured out that the little thingy on my headset that says mute doesn't. So. Because it says muted now.
It seemed to mute momentarily.
This is live radio here.
It seemed to mute momentarily.
What?
It seemed to mute momentarily. Maybe you have to hold it in.
Like, am I muted now?
No, that failed. Okay.
See?
Rubbish. All right, Tracy's having Skypey trouble. Well, this is the thing. When you get that frequency, when you get that note, your body starts to relax. And you'll know it because your muscles will start coming out of tension. Because that's what we need. That's all we need. That's all we really need, you know. Maybe even more than love, we need that note. You know, when a parent goes, there, there. You know, that's a frequency sweep. It's supplying all the frequencies. And, you know, you're bound, if you do that, you're bound to hit somebody's frequency. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, actually, a lot of the time when people tell a story, what they're telling the story is so that people can go, oh. And again, there's a frequency sweep there. It's a stroke. But it's also like, I'm going to give you a bunch of frequencies, and hopefully one of those is enough to make you feel better, or indeed to rebalance you.
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting?
It is. Could be why babies, well, when my kids were little, they liked to be sung to sleep. And you get into, you know, like you're tired too, so you start humming. And then they're out.
I think so. Because also, babies are learning speech. They're learning about language, which is quite hard. I find language a very difficult thing to switch off from. But once I have switched off, I'm able to experience things in a very different way, and I think that's how the baby would do it and feel in back in there. You know, music helps you take you back to your soul, take you out of that language center. What do you think?
I think so. Yes.
So. Sometimes, as this week, we go back in time when we experience the world as we experienced before we had language. And these feelings can be overwhelming because we also don't have words for them. We can't put them into our language box, and they become overwhelming. And this is what we experience when we go back to, you know, we experience trauma and we re-experience trauma and find ourselves in a place where we can't speak. That's interesting. I've been experiencing some of that this week. Any thoughts?
Well, I was thinking as you were talking about all that, you know, in the beginning was the word. For there to be word, there had to be that sound, that first sound. And maybe that's connected to all that.
Well, yeah, the first sound is, you know, what does a sound do? In the esoteric world, the sound says it makes a vortex. When you do the om, makes a vortex. When you blow on a fire, it makes a vortex. And draws the fire up and draws it through the wood. Yeah, long story. Anyway, I think it's time to take a little rye. take a little rye. What am I talking about? I found myself in a very strange working folder here. So that's not where I want to go. Do I want to go there? Back to the planet. There's a thought. All right. This is a lovely song. The quality isn't brilliant, but it's a great wee song, and it came from a band called Back to the Planet years and years ago. So, and I used to love them. So here we are, Daydream. This is Wolf Spirit Radio. This is Ever Beyond Radio. This is No Borders Radio. This is the Alternative Sunday Service. This is JP. This is Ever Beyond. And this is Colleen Kelly and Tracy Kennedy. We're talking about the note, the tone. But there's lots of them. Colleen, come back. Where'd you go?
Okay, I'm back.
I know you by your background sound, you know. Everybody's got their own background sounds. Yeah, it's like their atmosphere. Mm-hmm. So, hello. What's
hello.
Going on? What's going on?
Here?
Colleen, what's going on? Tell us.
Nothing. At the moment, I'm sitting here kind of listening to you, watching the chat and listening to the fans in the background. On the TV.
Are they singing a song?
Not to me. They're kind of muted with my headphones. I just hear whoosh and a low hum of the computer.
So is somebody kind of eating there in the background?
Yes.
You can hear everything.
You hear the spoon clinking. I know.
Yeah.
I'm like, I need to.
Yeah. So you don't have this kind of cozy little side sort of little room that you can keep yourself all sort of lock yourself away from everybody.
Not yet.
No, not yet.
It is in the plan.
So you need a little, like an enormous cardboard tube or something.
I was thinking about those foam rubber egg crates that you put on your beds. I was thinking about stapling those all in my bedroom on the door.
Yeah, sounds like a good idea. Anechoic chamber. You don't have to do the whole room. You could just get some, old-fashioned partitions. What do they call them? You know, those, like a Chinese... The Japanese make them. They're just made of paper and wood.
Uh-huh.
You know, just something really cheap and light. And then use it, as, you know, just as a background to, But density, if you want to make sound go away, it's density that does it. So you have this heavy-duty rubber foam or multiple density foam where it's like the back stuff is heavy and the front stuff is light, so it absorbs all the frequencies and doesn't reflect anything. It's all good. Yes.
No, B, I'm not going into the closet.
Yeah, some people come out of the closet, some people have to go in.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. JB, why don't you call in, talk about your Beyoncé impression? He's a crazy man. That's what happens. That's what happens when you listen to Revolution Radio far too much. Come over to the safe zone here, quiet zone in there. Right. I also have to get the call-in number for Revolution Radio, so because Stillings is coming up and he's looking for it. So, So Colleen, we were talking about the hum and the whistles.
Mm-hmm.
There's. The other thing that, the one thing that I can't stand, and when I am doing sound systems in public places, there's this other thing which I call the blare. The blare takes over everything because it's where everything, all the information seems to be gathered. When you take it out in the mix, like if you were listening to some music and you take that bunch of frequencies out, you find it's much easier to talk above it, because that's where the frequency of conversation is. That's the sound made by lots of transistor radios, so I call that the blare. Do you experience that?
I'm not sure what that is.
It's just the I deal with a lot of recordings, you know, and you record in a building, and each room has a kind of frequency. If you go to like a church hall, for instance, that's usually got stone, you know, hard walls. There's a lot of echo, you know, all conversation is bounced around and it's very difficult to make out other people's conversation. That happens about one kilohertz, 1,000 cycles a second. And if you've got a thing with an equalizer and you take that frequency out, it makes you can have music playing with that frequency missing, and it makes it easy to have a conversation. So
that's interesting.
Mr. Triple A, welcome. Hiro, unmute. Hiro, unmute. Oh, he's having a sound problem. Okay. Well, we would like to welcome you onto All Spirit Radio. Have you been here before? Been on with, anyway, let's not hassle him right now. I'm looking for the call-in number to Revolution Radio. So I'll be checking that. Yes, Peter D'Angelo was manufacturing wall panels which have an anechoic effect. Yes. Huh? JP, what? Changing it. Right, anyway. It's a letter, not a number.
Okay.
Ah, hello. How are you doing, Hiro?
I'm good, JP. How are you doing, man? Are you looking very smart there? Oh, I like that. Oh, DJ and bow tie. Cool.
Oh, yeah. I was at a ball at Gordonston School last week.
Mm.
Very posh. Poshest school in Scotland.
Well, I went to a ball because I went to... My school was in Egham. But, like, I never changed my accent. And so, like, I was the only one with a man of colour with a...
With a microphone problem. Hiro, we've lost you again, mate. Colleen, are you still online?
I am.
Yeah, so Hiro's gone. we lost him again.
Well, darn right. It.
So maybe he's got the big hum. So yes, excellent. So I'm just looking up. I called it. See how long his internet connection lasts. Not very long. Well, thanks for your contribution, Tracy. We've been talking for the last hour about the sound, that whistling sound. Now, I get it in my head. People say in the past, oh, that's tinnitus. But when I read about tinnitus, it's not the same. Because tinnitus is a sound that is like in the ear. Like you hear it in your ear, you're hearing a sound, but this is like a sound that is existing outside as a frequency, but you can still, I'm not hearing it through my ears, kind of thing.
It's like it's in your head.
Yeah. Yes, 20 years back. All right. Baltimore, Maryland. Yes. Oh, Studio A. Yeah, you were on Studio A. Yeah. It's thank you very much, Trixie. Thank you very much. I'll just do that to him. And that will make him happy. Good, good, good. Right. And so, the sound. No, we've lost Hiro, so we're back to Colleen.
Yes.
Where's this usually talkative Colleen then? Have you kidnapped her and put her in the cupboard somewhere?
My fingers talk a lot, but basically I'm kind of a quiet person when it comes to chatting on air. I'll probably get over that.
Well, in that case, the thing you have to do is ask me a question, because that's what I need. That's all I need is a question, and then that's like the kickstart mechanism. And
oh, okay. Well, earlier you were talking about, you know, like Aries has an E flat, I think you said, sound. What are some of the tones, notes of some of the other astrological signs?
Right, well, it is a geometric progression, as music is. It has a 12-step scale, 12-step octave, and if you look at, if you imagine in front of you the astrological wheel, and for those of you who are new to astrology, the start of the wheel is in spring, which is Aries, or spring in the northern hemisphere, which is Aries, and it goes around 360 degrees in 1 year. And 360 degrees in 1 year is a represents 12 signs, and those 12 signs have a direct relationship with each note in the chromatic scale. So if you say Aries, that's a C. That's related to the one. It's like the original, the beginning. And Aries is the one energy, the energy of, like, the first. They like to be in front. They like to be ahead. It's the beginnings of things. With... So that's your C, and then C sharp is Taurus, D is Gemini, and it goes round. So so D is Gemini, D sharp is what comes on to Gem is Leo, E is Virgo. Does that make it? Yeah, I'm losing it in my mental sphere. I'm sorry?
I said rot-row.
Rot-row. All right, so... guys are a number. Used to be, that's what you used to tell all the guys. Right. The RPG diffuser system. Right. Listen, I need to take a quick break. I'll be back in about 3 minutes. Here's Leonard Cohen. A little bit of Leonard Cohen there for you. Sorry, I need to take a quick break there. How do we get in? How do we get in to call? Well, this is how you do it. You call in on this number here.
Call in now on Skype, wolfspirit.switchboard1. Or on the telephone is 1-702-879-4770. That's 702-879-4770. This is Wolf Spirit Radio.
Yeah, so you can call in on that number, and what happens is that you end up talking to me, and I say silly things, and then you go away. So that's the way it goes. So who's left on this call? There's Colleen. Only Colleen on the call. How are you doing, love?
I'm doing just fine.
There you go.
Get your speakers on.
Yeah, I'll turn them right up. They're really cranked up. So... we're still talking about sounds and the sounds that we hear in our heads, which are never, you know, they're not in our heads, but they may be in our skulls. It may be the sound transmitting through the mastoid bone. I had a girlfriend once, and she was deaf, quite profoundly deaf, and she had these special spectacles. Now, when is this? This is in the 80s. So they were really heavy looking, you know, great big thick frames, but they were specially made pair of spectacles that had microphones at the corners of the eyes and little amplifiers, and it would vibrate the bone behind your ear, and you would hear through your bone. And it was a very interesting experience because you could put your fingers in your ears and still hear quite clearly. Bizarre experience.
Hmm. That's interesting.
So, you can hear through your bone. You feel things in your bones. Who was it saying? I think it was Dolly was saying she gets vibrations in her bones. I certainly get vibrations. I feel. Okay, so here's some other thoughts. Is that the sound that we hear is related to muscle tensions in our body. And that what we're hearing is the sound of our body and our brain talking to each other. You ever picked something up really heavy and heard a squealing in your head?
No, I've heard a grunt from my chest.
Yeah, well, you know, in your 30s, right, you go, when you pick down. And in your 40s, you go, when you pick down. And, when you get up. In your 50s, you go, when you go down. And, when you go up. And in your 60s, like,
You're not there yet.
I'm not there yet. I'm still in the,
But, so, yeah. Hmm.
Well, because that's the way it goes, isn't it? We make sounds. We make sounds that describe our feelings. We make sounds that describe our states of being, our emotional states. You know, there's that famous one. That says so much.
Yeah.
So vibrations. One of the things that you get I get these, like, I mean, when I say a vibration, I wonder if Dolly's experiencing this as well, is that it's like, it's almost like a judder, you know, the kind of frequency that you're pushing a pram,
pram, like in baby carriage?
Yeah, perambulator, and you slam on, but I'm talking about the big old-fashioned ones with the sprung wheels and the great big metal body and, you know, 1950s.
Oh, like the grocery carts.
Yeah, that sort of size thing. Yeah, the big old fellows. And if you'd slam on the brakes, they would judder them. They would bounce at a frequency. That's what I'm trying to get to. It would... kind of thing. And it's a very low frequency. It's a judder. And it's very jarring and disturbing. But it also breaks up brittle things, and that's good. So, for instance, a brittle thing might be because, like, as I'm talking about it, this is what's happening, and when muscles relax, you get a yawn. Don't suppress yawns; they're really good for you. They keep you relaxed. Right, there's a chat going on. It's hard to tell. I've got about 10 windows open. And it's hard to tell who's trying to message me and what is an irrelevant conversation. So,
do any of you get energy surges, like you are running energy in the whole body for periods of over half an hour and usually occurring in runs of a few days to a week? B asked that question.
Wow. Running energy in the whole body for periods over half an hour. Usually, does this experience happen over the course of the moon cycle? I mean, does it peak on the full moon, for instance? Or anything like that? Have you noticed that? Oh, no, she hasn't got that kind of... So, I get that kind of vibration. Like being bounced up and down as well, a bit like so, you know, it's like I've had enough sleep. It's not like I'm tired. I'm actually yawning in a way that is maybe it's a new thing. New therapy. The yawning therapy. It relaxes. But yeah, that's sounding like it might be a periodic thing there, Beatrice. Let's see what you think. Yeah, so synesthesia, people see sound. And, yeah, oh, say, because, yeah, and you're making a good point there, Sam, is that when we're talking about a sound or a piece of, you know, vision, we're talking about something that is essentially creating vibrations in our brain as a sort of model reproduction of what it thinks is on the outside, but it's all on the inside. And that doesn't always make sense to people, that, you know, what you're seeing is actually something that you've constructed on the inside of your brain from the pictures that are coming into your visual cortex at the back of your brain through these long cables from an upside down and back to front image that is hitting the back of your retina. That's weird, isn't it? So it's all, oh right, so yeah, what I was talking about, frequencies and, yeah, so it's all frequencies. It's all like carrier waves sent from one end to the other, sent from one thing, like your ear, your inner ear sends a carrier wave to your brain, and your brain receives that, and it decodes it into what we hear as sound. But you were just about to say something, and then I...
I was?
Were you? No, you weren't. Because it sounds like you have your mic open, and then I talk for a bit, and then you turn your mic off. And then I've interrupted
it. Yeah, I do that. Because we have all these sounds around me.
So
I didn't realize how sensitive this mic is.
Is this your new mic?
This is the new headset I got, the gamer headset.
Then, indeed, you're not talking through the gamer headset.
Yes.
No, that's I'm not hearing a sound that is like a headset. Can you tap the microphone a second?
Do you hear that?
Now tap your webcam. Yep, that's the one.
Oh, it's the webcam.
Yep.
Oh, crap. No wonder it wouldn't mute.
That's right.
Well, I'll be done. I didn't even think it was plugged in.
Yeah. So that's where your Skype sound comes from. So you want to go to... Are you on a PC?
Yes.
A Windows?
No. Mint.
Oh, you're on Linux, that's right. So, yeah, you need to go into the preferences and go into audio preferences and get the different thing on there.
Change all that stuff, okay.
Yeah, we'll do that. So if you're actually speaking, speak to the webcam. So talk to the webcam because the mic ain't listening.
Well, I'll be darned. Okay, fine.
So that's why there's so much background sound. Everything drops into place now.
Okay, now and when I can figure out how the heck to change all this. I know I can. It may not be
just,
like...
It's very easy. Just go into Skype preferences and it'll be quite obvious. Audio settings, and then you choose your headset rather than your microphone, your input. Maybe also you have to do you could do it in Pulse Audio. That's another place you might do that. But anyway, we won't talk about that right now.
Okay, cool.
Just talk to the webcam. So does anybody else want to call in? I'd really love to talk to people about this because these are things that I thought I was the only person who had these, and then I started talking to other people, and eventually we realized that some people have and some people don't. But that people who have been abducted, for instance, get that sort of thing. Oh, Dolly. Hello. I'll go and get you. Yes, indeed. But people who have had abduction experiences, all that sort of thing, have experienced some kind of sound in their ears, sound in their skull, voice-to-skull technologies, that sort of thing. yeah, so Dolly's probably... oh, there you are. Are you turning off your radio first? And then unmuting your mic. And then unmuting your mic? Dolly? I can see you're on the call. Right, so... this is great. Is the entire body. Oh, yeah, let's see. All right. Yeah, your mic is unmuted. Well, we still can't hear you, though. So, check what Skype is doing. Yeah. So, that's interesting, Beatrix. I'd really like... why don't you call in and talk about that as well? This kind of electric feeling. Dolly, are you with us? Dolly, can you hear me? Dolly, can you hear me? Dolly's disappeared from the call. Oh dear, Dolly. Dolly gone. Gone, Dolly. Dear Dolly. So, this is quite a nice, relaxed show. So, where were we? Not too much information density today. Don't know what it is. There's a sense... Ah, who's that? There's Colin.
Tis I.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out how to get it to the headset instead of camera.
Sounds like you've clicked the button that,
I'm sorry?
Automatically adjust the microphone setting.
You're going to have to say that again.
Sounds like you've clicked the button that says automatically adjust microphone setting. Uncheck that one.
Okay. In Skype?
Yeah, it's a Skype setting.
And... yeah.
Basically, when you stop speaking, it then increases the volume of your microphone. There we go.
That was Dolly.
Ah, Dolly, there you are.
Oh, well, see, I had to unplug it and plug it back in.
Ah, that works.
Which means
every
I
time.
Had to stand on my frickin' head, and now I'm dizzy again.
Oh. Well.
But listen to me, bitch. My favorite pastime. Are you there?
So, yeah. So, where are we? So, you experience vibrations. And is that like a kind of tingling vibration? Or is it... I mean, can you liken it to something that you might experience in like everybody else might experience, like being on a ship or something?
Okay, like if I'm in the house and I feel... from the ground and from the air, I feel somebody walking outside. And I not only do I feel their footsteps, but I feel their presence. It's nothing physical. Well, it's got to be physical for me to feel it. They're touching me, but I feel them. I don't know how to say it.
So is it as if they were they had like a magnetic field around them and you could experience that, the brushing of that field against yours?
No. It's not like a touching feeling. It's more in the waves, in the in the air.
So it is it messes, like?
It messes with the air around me and in me.
So is it like if you're sitting in a swimming pool and somebody doing the front or the butterfly, you know, swims past a few meters away and you get all the wash and all that stuff from it? Is that what you're saying? Is it like
that? Yeah. That's a pretty good explanation.
Yeah. Well, it's an analogy, and I think it probably is pretty much analogous to that.
And talking to you right now, I can feel you. I don't know. When I come into the chat room, I can feel people. I can feel if they're happy. I can feel if they don't feel good. Like, I'm always feeling up Tracy to see how she's feeling. I want to know if she's feeling good or miserable. I just feel these things about them.
Rubber souls. Do you think it could be an electric field? Or, I mean, what you're saying is it's more like a liquid than a field, isn't it? A field is kind of something that would pass through you, but a liquid surrounds you and you contain it and it affects you, but it's not something that passes through you.
Well, it's both.
Is that right?
No, it's both. I wish I could get words to say it better, but it is both. I can feel it go through me. I can feel it inside. I can feel it in my aura. I can feel my aura change, and I pick up your feeling in my aura even.
So it's almost like your aura is the edge of your nervous system.
Yes.
So, we're just joined by Trixie, who's got this big, kind of toothy cat on its way. Hey, Trixie.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Perfectly.
Perfect. Actually, Beatrix the cat.
Beatrix the cat. So, yeah, tell us about your vibes.
Okay, this has happened. The first time I actually remember this happening was when I was about 19. And it's literally feels like an electrocution. It's your whole body where the energy is so jazzed up. You can't really walk around or do anything. Over the years, it usually occurs at nighttime. And it'll be for a half hour or more, and it feels like you're running this energy, being electrocuted. And it'll go in a period, it'll show up usually almost the same time of night for a couple of days to a week. And then it's really hard, even once it stops, to sleep after that. And it's been happening since I was 19. Could have happened before that, I just didn't remember it. And so I'm wondering if anyone else has had an experience like that. Like, what the heck is it?
Do you experience this, Beatrix, when you're in the presence of other beings? And have you ever experienced this during the presence of somebody else, rather than it being sort of when you're not alone or something?
The first time that it happened, I was actually driving in a car with someone, and I had to have them stop and pull over to the side of the road, and I got out and ran around the car and ran down the road a little bit, because it's almost that feeling you have so much energy, you have to expend it, or you feel like you're going to go insane. And when it first started happening at night, if I would even touch one of my feet to the bottom of my other foot, it was such an intense feeling of being electrocuted, you couldn't bear it. It's almost like you would pass out. Over the years, I'm able to handle it more where the sensation doesn't wonk me out so much now when it happens. And I found that I can actually, I just rub my feet kind of against each other, and that kind of helps to help me handle it. But at first, I couldn't even touch my feet together when it happened years ago. And it's more of a, you just have to lay and relax and allow it to be so. If you try and fight it or think about it or think you're going to get up and expend that energy, it turns out not well.
Do you meditate?
Not any formal meditation, but just being very quiet and going inward, yes.
Does that help?
When that happens, you are fully awake. You wake up. It's a total physical experience. And it's so intense. You couldn't meditate. You couldn't do anything. Maybe what I do where I just lay and allow it, I suppose you could consider that a form of meditation.
Yeah, you would.
And then, like I said, if I rub my feet together, you know, like one on top of the other, that does help me to handle the situation or the energy better.
Do you have you done this thing that they call grounding? You know, where you go out and you take your shoes off and you rub your feet on the grass.
Yes. Yep.
You ever tried that? I mean, does that, would that offset? I mean, if you say you got this experience one night, have you tried like grounding it out the next morning to try and reduce the do you feel it coming on as well? Do you feel like one night there might be a feeling that you might get it, but then it doesn't happen, but it happens the next night, like comes more intense?
No, there's no rhyme or reason to the timing of it or anything that clues me off that I'm going to be going through one of these periods again. And it's now, it usually only ever happens to me at night when I'm sleeping. And like I said, it'll be almost the same time. Like if it's 3 o'clock, it'll be 3 o'clock for a couple days to a week. And it can be a half hour or more. It's not like just a psh, psh, there, it's done.
I have a question, B.
Yeah.
Did you ever try, when you get this electrical charge and you feel it's going to go out of control on you, have you ever tried tried to make an imaginary ball with your hands with the energy? Imagine the energy going in this ball as you're bringing your hands in the shape of a ball, and as the energy builds, your hands go out with this ball, and then decide where you want to throw it to, like send it to the universe, and you throw it like a basketball. Here I am doing it, and you can't see me. and so you throw the energy, and you say, "Please take this universe and use it to the good." And maybe that would help you to release some of it.
Well, over the years, like I said, I've gotten to the point where I can handle it. And I suppose JP is right that it's just kind of a silent meditation. But it's not a kind of energy you can per se do anything with. You have to just kind of be with it. Because no matter what you do, it's still there. And so it's just tuning in and becoming very aware of it and allowing it without, if you try to resist it or think you're going to do something about it, there's only more agitation, I suppose, kind of like, you know, childbirth pains. If you try and fight them or think you're going to do something that's going to lessen them, that doesn't work very well. You just have to allow them and tune into it, if that makes sense. But I've just been very curious because it's been occurring for, you know, 30 years now, if anyone else experiences anything like this.
I get the buildup of electrical charges when I get excited, overly excited. And that's when I have to stop myself and say, back down, back down, back down. Because I can get... I will start sparking. If I'm close to somebody, they're going to get a spark. But that's when I back down. And sometimes I have to do that energy ball and give it to the universe. And that's also how I do my healings with people remotely, is I build up that ball and send it to the universe to send it to them.
There's also the thing about Tantra, that we have this thing they call Kundalini. Have you heard of Kundalini?
Yes, and this is not a Kundalini experience. It's not just in the spine or any certain areas. I literally can feel it in my entire body. So I can't explain it, and I really wish I could find someone else that has had this experience, because sometimes just the words other people use or their perspective on it can be very helpful to understanding, you know, what's going on in you. So
you see, the thing is, for instance, sometimes if you say you break your arm, the beginning, you know, the first pain of it is like it's everywhere. It's like my entire arm hurts, and then it gets down to my forearm hurts, and I can hear where feel the break itself, you know, as the pain subsides. So it sounds like it's like something that is flipping all the alarm bells off. The question I have for you is, what's your experience in terms of how it feels to you? Do you feel it's like a recharge thing? Is it a negative thing? Does it feel like you're being tasered, or does it feel like you're being energized?
In some senses, I suppose it does feel like I'm being tasered, especially in the initial, when it initially happened to me, because it was so shocking to realize and coming to understand I can't really do anything about this. Like, there's no off switch on that. And I've really tried to feel into it as well to see, do I feel this is negative? And I don't really feel it's negative, but I can't really get any information from it either.
Try to feel it out, and see what.
Oh, I have over 30 years.
I mean, maybe you could heal people and you don't know it.
Yeah, I don't. It's something that happens to me that I have tried to go deeply into it, because, like I said, it lasts over a half an hour, so you have time with it.
Okay, when Artie has a pain or doesn't feel good or something, have her tell you, and then, well, you got to coincide your energy feeling with her not feeling good, though.
See, and that's the thing. It usually happens in the middle of the night with no rhyme or reason, and it will wake me up, and then it could last a couple days to a week.
Well, then go wake Artie up and punch her so that she has a pain and try to make it feel better.
So I mean, now live through the experience to tell about it. I'll just tell her, well, Dolly said I was supposed to do this.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to hate me.
imagine you're in a dead sleep and someone comes and wakes up. I'm going to heal you now.
But I'm not hurting, so you punch them. You are now. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. I don't think I'd be a very popular healer.
that's the way the Rothschilds do it. Anyway, so listen, thank you very much for all coming on and sharing your experiences. It's been great to listen to everybody and to actually to get the crew together. That's good. Hiro, nice to have you on for your microsecond of form and fortune. Fame and fortune. Dolly, Beatrix, Colleen, Tracy. Thank you very much, everybody. This has been Ever Beyond, 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 Beyond. Stay tuned for Frank Jordan and the Earth Mind Think Tank Group. Good night.